The quality education is a set of characteristics. So it starts from qualified teachers, but it's not only about qualified teachers, but it's also about the school infrastructure, it's about the curriculum, it's about the textbooks we provide to children. And the qualified teacher, the definition that we are using here, is a qualified teacher is a teacher who received education relevant to the national standards.
Now, what does the paper say about the situation of teachers in sub-Saharan Africa? Are there enough teachers there?
During the last decade, we had a massive recruitment of teachers in sub-Saharan Africa, because after the Dakar meeting, we had an increasing demand for education. So there was an increasing massive recruitment, and sometimes this massive recruitment, it was at the expense of trained teachers. It means that in Ghana, for instance, we had a massive recruitment, the pupil-to-teacher ratio, it means that the number of pupils per teacher decreased substantially. So we had more and more teachers. But when you looked at the composition, at the profile of these teachers, what you see is that there was a decrease in the percentage of trained teachers in the global teacher workforce. So we can have enough teachers, but recruiting teachers is not enough. You need to train the teachers.
And what should countries in sub-Saharan Africa do to train teachers, to have more qualified teachers to teach?
There is the pre-service training that, of course, some countries missed because teachers are already recruited. So now countries will face double challenge, a double task. The first one is to recruit more trained teachers, and also the second task will be to train the teachers that are already recruited. So there are several policies that can be conducted in this. First one is that if you receive not enough training, not enough classroom experience, mentorship, providing mentors or providing coaching to newly recruited teachers or teachers lacking of some training could be a solution, and we know that it worked in some countries. So this could be a solution. The second one is to adapt teachers to some different pedagogical approaches. And for this, for instance, in Kenya, we had a school-based teacher development program that provided teachers with some specific pedagogical approaches. And we have some evidence that it may work as well.
Yes. Now, you say that some countries are doing better. You've just given me an example of Kenya. Which countries are facing this challenge of having qualified teachers in sub-Saharan Africa?
In some countries in West Africa, for instance, the challenge is quite big because already number of upper secondary school graduates, the pool from which you can draw all these trained teachers, is quite small. For instance, in Niger, we estimated that by 2030, 30% of upper secondary school graduates should be drawn into teaching profession, which is a huge number. So Niger can be a good example of country where we will have a huge challenge of hiring trained teachers.
From what you know, is there interest among young people, among students, to enter the profession of teaching in sub-Saharan Africa?
I think some anecdotal evidence, we can say that teaching used to be a highly respected profession. But over the last decade, due to some reasons, we had an erosion in the social status of teachers. So this is linked to several factors, and the main factor is, of course, the low level of salaries. So we need to provide a good level of salaries to young people and good career paths so that young teachers can be motivated to enter the profession. Because as it stands, if we compare the salaries of teachers to other professions of similar qualifications, what we see is that there is a huge gap. Teachers are well less paid than in other professions. So we need to provide some competitive salaries to young people so that they can enter the profession. And of course, we need to provide them with some good career alternatives. We need to support them, especially at the beginning of their career, so that they don't really give up.
Now, is the region set to meet the Millennium Development Goal of achieving universal primary education by 2015?
By 2015, no. The universal primary education will not be reached, and we will have still 58 million children who will be out of school by 2015.